The Park Silly Sunday Market asked for a multi-year contract with the city, and now the city has agreed to a three-year contract with certain stipulations, including measures of success that would determine approval of subsequent years' contracts. Tommy Youngblood of the City Special Events Department says the Silly Market management has been engaged in a working group with the city and the Historic Park City Alliance. That working group, he says, will continue.
There's two major things in the contract from previously to now. Last year we added the working group, which was created to kind of drill down into some of the more like the nuance of the issues, including vendor mix and parking. We think everyone involved thinks it's been really successful, and that has been included into this contract to continue that success. In addition to the working group, this year we're adding, as mentioned, measures of success, which drill down more into satisfactory or unsatisfactory things that the market has to meet to be renewed for the next year.
The market will continue as it has with no other significant changes. It runs 15 Sundays from June through September with the same footprint on Lower Main Street and the farmers market near the post office. It will also make concessions for the tour of Utah once that route and schedule are determined. City Council voted also to amend the contract to include more social media representation, the Historic Park City Alliance. Allison Butts of the Alliance supports the new contract, saying the gradual reduction year by year of city subsidies for the market is a good thing.
And our comments, of course, come from a group of merchants who are here on the street 365 days a year. We pay rent, we pay our business licenses, and we generate a significant amount of tax revenue for the city in which you operate off of. We feel that the reduction of subsidy is a move in the right direction. We think that it's a good thing that it's stepping down over time, and that was something that we were pleased to see.
She was also hopeful that the contract would lead the market back towards an artisan's market with only handcrafted local goods sold.
The contract has started to address our major concern of that the market had detoured from its original vision. When it was first presented to the merchants, it was described as handmade items, a farmer's market, and it seemed to have kind of lost its track, and we feel that a lot of the things that are put back into the contract is bringing this back to more of an artisan, more handmade items.
That's Allison Butts of the Historic Park City Alliance. Council quickly and unanimously approved the Silly Market contract. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.